Last segment, we talked about Sports Illustrated celebrating its 60th anniversary. So many great covers over the years, and still going strong, and a much-talked-about cover this week with Monet Davis, the 13-year-old girl pitcher from the Little League World Series. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is a man by the name of Derrickson Robertson. He's a noted graphic designer and creative consultant to the Stars, and he's going to be with us to tell us what makes a good SI cover and what makes a bad SI cover. Good morning, Mr. Robertson.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
I'm usually not on the radio like this. So good morning to Craig, Gordon, and Greg.
It's George, actually.
George, that's right. I'm sorry. I don't listen to your program because you're not on NPR enough for me. So,
oh, well, that's okay.
So you're a creative consultant to the Stars.
Yes, and if I want to correct you, Craig. My name is Derrickson Robertson Fassbender McLean. I got married recently, and of course I took my wife's hyphenated last name, too.
Oh, okay, very progressive.
Yeah.
She had a Man, that's a long name.
Well, tell us a little bit about...
He just asked one.
You've apparently consulted many star athletes in, is it how to get on the cover of Sports Illustrated or how to look, even though a lot of these are action photos?
That's a bit of a good question. I am a consultant to Sports Illustrated, telling them what I think will make a good cover, design elements, things that I want to see when I see a photograph that I think is good enough for a cover. A good cover... will have a sports star or perhaps a controversial athlete.
Uh-huh.
So I tell them to put those kinds of things on the cover.
Well, don't you think Sports Illustrated probably already knows that? They're trying to keep up with what's, you know, the latest in sports in this country?
Are you trying to get them to cut off my checks?
No, I'm not.
No, but, you know, a bad cover will have, you know, sort of like images of bloodshed or coffee stains or Roger Clemens on it or something, you know. So you want to avoid those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I look at a Sports Illustrated cover, I want to see sexy. I want to see movement. I want to see things that, you know, make me want to open up and really read the articles inside there.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's the thing. I think people don't realize that pictures are supposed to lead one to the text.
I think everybody realizes this. I think
it's a pretty obvious point.
Magazines have known this for 100 years. Why are you think you're so groundbreaking?
And I think that as soon as that Monet Davis issue came out, I went to my iPad and I looked at it and I was shocked at what I found.
What's that?
First of all, my Uber app completely frozen. I had to go to my friend's iPad to stream Spotify. Such an inconvenience.
What else did you notice? That was it?
Well, I had moved around other icons the night before, but, you know, that's about it.
All right, so how long have you done this for Sports Illustrated, and how much longer do you think you'll do it?
You know, I knew exactly that someone would ask that question because I really don't know how long I've done it. But so this morning I had to open up my MacBook and research it. I joined them in 2006, so quite a long time.
Okay,
consulting for them
8 years, I guess they've been around a lot longer.
But you know, I go on the photo shoots, and a lot of times, you know, it's not my job, but I like, you know, handling the costumes.
Costumes.
But the worst photo shoot that I went on for a cover was Nate Newton. That was not too long ago, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
it was just a few weeks back.
Yeah, something. Anyway, he came in the place complaining of diarrhea, and it only got worse.
Oh, man.
During the time I was there, and I was not there all that long,
mm-hmm.
he filled up 3 Homer buckets with his mask.
Gosh, oh, my God. That's gosh. Terrible.
Pail after pail, they had to keep bringing him. But it was horrible. I was sipping my venti, and I took my earbuds out, and I turned to my friend and said, "This is not going well."
You are the weirdest guy we have ever had on this show. I don't understand your job. I don't understand your personality, your sexuality.
My job is... What?
I don't understand anything about you. Derrickson.
I'm a consultant. Derrickson. You know what a consultant is? Why don't you learn what a consultant is?
He's a consultant.
Okay. How have you hoodwinked Sports Illustrated into paying you for 8 years?
Hoodwinked? I'm one of the most respected of all the graphic designers to the stars.
What does that even mean?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, don't question it.
I'll slap you so hard your black rimmed glasses will fly off and land in your iPad.
I don't wear glasses, and I don't use an iPad.
You don't? Well, then I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, no. Derrickson? He's gone. All right, there he is. The graphic designer consultant to the stars.